Good morning. Thanks for tuning into WTZQ Radio. We're speaking this morning to Dr. Chris Edwards, board-certified general surgeon and fellowship-trained bariatric and reflux surgeon at Pardee Surgical Associates, also medical director of Pardee Bariatrics and Weight Loss. First of all, Dr. Edwards, thank you for being here again. Great to have you.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
Dr. Edwards, let's talk a little bit about obesity and what you are seeing, why it's such an issue in our society today, and especially locally right here.
Sure. Well, we're certainly seeing more and more of it as time goes on. The rate of obesity in the last 20 years has doubled to where nearly two-thirds of all patients, all people in this state are considered either overweight or obese. Put that in perspective, there are certain criteria that qualify a patient for bariatric surgery. One of those is a certain weight, and nearly a third of all the citizens of North Carolina qualify for weight criteria for bariatric surgery. So we're seeing more and more of a problem. And the reason that's a problem is we know of at least 47 separate disease states that are directly associated with obesity, and obesity being the number one or number two risk factor for those diseases. Things like diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, sleep apnea, not to mention a dozen or so cancers that are associated with obesity and have risk factors associated with them. So it's a big problem.
Don't you think from a common knowledge standpoint, we need to understand that obese is not grossly obese? We'd be surprised at people we see that don't necessarily look at what we would think is obese, but they would be considered obese.
I think that's a good point. In general, the folks that we consider obese have a BMI of 35. Now, BMI is a body mass index, or really just a ratio for how big you are to how tall you are. Put in perspective, someone with a BMI of 35 probably is overweight by about 80 to 90 pounds or so. And that's not as much as you think. So we often see these, see our patients walking around the streets. And like I said, nearly one-third of every person we encounter outside is considered obese.
So talk about some causes of obesity.
Well, a lot of it's lifestyle changes. I mean, we all get ourselves into these situations, meaning we don't eat right, we don't exercise, and we're all guilty of it, no doubt about it, myself included. That being said, though, as we start putting more and more weight on, something changes metabolically within our bodies that makes it nearly impossible for certain folks to get that weight off. Our body just wants to hold on to fat, and we don't regulate our calories or protein or carbohydrates like we once did. So these operations we do resets that abnormality in the metabolism so that we can finally take control of our weight again.
So then let's talk about some of those treatments for obesity, whether it be, for some people, it can be simply diet change and exercise, but for others, it may be a little more serious.
Yeah, we like to talk about a continuum of care. You know, number one, we should really be talking to our friends, our family, our kids, our children, students about prevention. Good diet and good exercise go a long way to try to prevent someone getting that point. Once we start getting considered overweight, where a BMI is 27, 30 or so, there are some medications out there that are somewhat effective short term, but there have not been any studies to demonstrate long term success with medications, no proven studies anyway. But once we get to a BMI of 35, most medical societies recommend bariatric surgery. And the National Institutes of Health have come out with statements ever since 1991 that states for a patient with a BMI of 35 or above, 90% of those patients will require surgery to achieve a sustainable goal.
So I want to ask you about that surgery in just a moment, but we keep talking about BMI and these BMI numbers. How can one easily find out what our BMI is?
Very easy. Just Google it. Look on the internet, type in BMI calculator, and it'll pop up. The only thing you need to know is how tall you are and how much you weigh.
Okay. Interesting. So let's talk about the surgery then. How does that work?
Well, we've offered two different bariatric surgeries here. One is a very traditional, it's been around the longest, it's the laparoscopic gastric bypass. It's where we make your stomach into a small pouch, and then we attach some intestine to it about a third of the way down. Now, most people think this limits how much we can eat, it malabsorbs. It doesn't work that way. What it really does, it's bypassing part of the intestine that's responsible for sending certain chemical signals through our body, certain hormones that regulate how we respond to sugars and carbohydrates and all the internal and external food sources. So what it really does, it corrects and reverts our metabolism back to that we were born with.
Huh. Interesting, because I always thought you're going to make my stomach smaller, so I eat less.
It's not that. And that's a common perception. And even up until 10, 15 years ago, that's what our physicians thought too. But we found that it's really a chemical change that these operations are having. Now we have another option that's not quite as invasive, called the sleeve gastrectomy, and this is where we're not rearranging the intestine, but we're just making the stomach long and cylindrical. That does limit how much you can eat. It removes the hunger center of the stomach. It doesn't quite address the metabolic problem that the bypass does, but it still works pretty good. Huh. And combined with these two operations, we can achieve anywhere from 65 to 85% excess weight loss.
So you've talked again about those BMI numbers, but mm-hmm. who ultimately are candidates for this type of surgery?
Anyone with a BMI over 35 that has medical problems that are associated with obesity, things like diabetes, high cholesterol, bad reflux, osteoarthritis, sleep apnea, or if you have a BMI over 40 above whether or not you have medical problems or not. Now, a patient really has to understand that it's a lifetime commitment. And so they've got to be in a good state in their life, have a good state of mind. So a patient has to really want it and to be able to be committed, someone who we feel it can commit to this type of change.
Well, and apparently Pardee is stepping up even more because you've got some virtual tools for patients and community members interested in bariatric surgery and weight loss that will be rolling out soon or have rolled out. Can you tell us about that?
Correct. By the time this airs, it certainly will be rolled out. One of the things I wanted to do when I came to Pardee Hospital was to really personalize and expand my ability to provide education, to provide service, to personalize the program for bariatric surgery for my patients. So we're rolling out a website that does just that. There's several components to the website. One part has the information that anyone just interested in bariatric surgery needs. Information on myself, information on my staff, information on the program itself, what it consists of. But once a patient becomes a patient of mine, whether they're 2 months into the program or 10 years after surgery, they have personalized access to our what we call Bariatric University, which provides any form of education we've ever given in a video format, in a written format, access to their fingertips. Not only that, that website also allows patients who are interested to attend an information session online. So if someone's a little nervous or doesn't want to go to the information sessions in person that we have twice a month, then that provides another alternative for those folks, especially if they work at night or can't attend the information session. So it's also about providing access to care. And I think combined with that is a very unique aspect of any bariatric surgery program I've been a part of.
So we should be able to go to that website now as this interview airs, and that website is pardeebariatrics.org.
Correct.
Wow. How about that? Dr. Edwards, thank you so much. Great to have you here again and to learn more. And thanks for the questions and the answers that you give for these questions.
My pleasure.
It's really very interesting. I had to ask you about the obesity thing because mm-hmm. I got a Wii Fit a long time ago and I got on it and it called me obese. So I got mad at it.
Got it.
But I've exercised. I've done some work since then. So thank you for clearing that up.
Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Folks, if you would like to learn more about weight loss surgery and specifically Pardee Bariatrics, it's very simple. Just visit the new website, Pardee Bariatrics, all one word, pardeebariatrics.org.